Hey, good morning. It's the Playhouse of the Morning. Y94, the Y94 Studios, driven by Matt's Automotive Service Center. Cash code, your next code, in about 15 minutes on the show. Zero and Amy in the Playhouse today. Mailbag today. Vents Day Vents as well. And, of course, cash code money, too. As we dive into first, though, a round of Am I the Jerk? We throw this up on our social media every now and then. We just say, what's the situation? We thought, oh, no. Was I the jerk? Was I the bleep hole in this situation? And we just kind of roundtable it real quick, and we go ahead and vote whether or not it sounds like you were a jerk. Am I a jerk? Case one of three today. My boyfriend recently asked me to go on a trip with him. It's a work trip, but he'll have some free time, so he invited me to come and he'd pay my way. I felt like we're not quite there yet, where I'd be like mingling and having dinners with his coworkers and work acquaintances. So I told him that, and he said that now he is super hurt and can't believe that I would say that about our relationship. Was I the jerk?
I wouldn't say you're the jerk. I think he was just trying to be nice, inviting you. I don't know why he's so upset about that, though, because you could say, listen, I have my own job. I can't just leave and go with you. I appreciate the offer.
Yeah.
But no.
Can you really be considered a jerk just for being honest about the status of your relationship?
No.
Like, if you can't imagine yourself going to all, because there probably would be some work dinners and things, right, that you'd be like, oh, hey, this is my girlfriend Susie. This is my girlfriend Susie. Like, if you don't think you're there yet, you don't think you're there yet. At least you were honest with the guy.
Because then you're taking a trip with them. You're meeting the coworkers. Like, mm-hmm. It's kind of serious.
Because there's meeting the family, which is a level of seriousness, but then him, you know, introducing you to all these coworkers, that's mm-hmm. also kind of a level of seriousness. Am I the jerk? Case two of three. My sister recently asked me what I thought of her baby name she was considering, and it was a god-awful name. I just don't like it at all, so I told her I really didn't like it. And she said, well, we're going to use it anyway. Okay, why did you even ask me? Am I the jerk?
I would say for baby names or something like that.
A little tough.
Yes. Even if you might not like it, you need to remember it is not your kid. That's a name your sister likes. And that's what they're going to name a child. Mm-hmm. So by saying, no, you don't like it, I think it might mess with your sister's brain a little bit. At least I know if it was me and my sister, for sure.
Well, she already did, to be fair, break. I think she made a mistake that I think too many people make. Don't be telling people your baby names. It never leads to good things. Don't tell. They might steal it. They might not like it. They're going to offer opinions.
Yeah.
I think that people should just keep the baby name under wraps, though she didn't. I do think when people bring up baby names, they're not, unless they say, well, she did ask your opinion, though.
But
I don't think they really want your opinion, even if they ask for it. They just want validation about how great it is.
That's what I think. When someone asks a question like that, they really don't care for your opinion. No. They're just telling you something.
You're a little bit of a jerk, unfortunately. I think the baby name is that they might even phrase it like, I want to know what you think about this. They don't care.
Just because if you said you didn't like it, and then that's going to be the name of your their child, your niece or nephew.
Everybody's so excited to meet baby Brody, except for his auntie, who hates the name. Care or don't care today, am I the jerk? We did care or don't care already. Am I the jerk? Case three of three. My coworker's husband got a little drunk at the office grill out we were having about a weekend ago. We were having a real good time, but he was a little bit drunk, so I called him a tool. I called him out in front of everyone, and now my coworker says that was super rude of me to embarrass her husband. Well, maybe you shouldn't let your husband get so drunk at our event. She thinks I should have ignored him and maybe even owe him an apology. Am I the jerk?
I think maybe if you would have pulled your coworker aside or pulled her husband aside and talked to them privately, the fact that you did it in front of everyone,
it's a little awkward.
That is kind of embarrassing. And it's embarrassing, I think, for everyone in that situation, not just that drunk person, not just the drunk husband.
I would agree with that. I think you're maybe a little bit of the jerk because you could have handled it differently. However, I'm saying this not knowing exactly what the guy was doing. There's probably levels he could have took it to where I'm not shocked that you handled it the way you did.
Yeah.
But I don't know what level it was at.
But that's the thing. Once you get to that level, I think, where you do have to call him out in front of everybody, there should have been steps to that, like pulling the coworker aside and working your way to that.
Yeah.
If none of that works, then call him out.
This is, you know, you're kind of coming from a pro here because you've probably been the drunk person in how many people's events?
A lot.
And it's nice when people can pull you aside and say, hey, Amy.
Chill it out. No more shots. Calm down. Get some water.
Reel it in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Has this actually happened to you?
What? That, yes, yes. Sometimes people got to talk to you a little bit if you're having a little bit too much fun, not on the same level as everyone else.
You've gotten to talking to people's stuff before, huh?
I mean, I don't know about people's stuff. One time at Christmas, I got a little too crazy. Just celebrating family, man.
Well, I mean, and Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas is worth celebrating on its own. This has been Am I the Jerk? So we got some cash codes we want to dole out. All of them are worth some cash money for you. All thanks to Case Industrial of Fargo. Your next cash code is going to be at 7:10 this morning, and then 10 minutes after the hour every hour for the rest of the day, meaning you have a chance at free money every 60 minutes on 194. How crazy is that?
Yeah, so the next one, I mean, it's in less than 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then every hour after that.
Your next cash code, less than 10 minutes from now, Vents Day Vents as well. Hold up.
Oh, I really-